Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To Dundalk, Maryland, with Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and the New York Post. And we're making whiskey with a TV star, Mike Rowe. His grandfather, his father, his relationship with both men have led him to be a success on an unusual adventure, which is Dirty Jobs on TV, making its premiere again. It's returning to the air. But the story Selena introduces us to is family-made whiskey. Selena, this is a marvel of several generations. You have a photograph of the grandfather wearing one of those loud, wide ties that were popular for 20 minutes in the 40s. What is noble whiskey? What do we need to know about it now that it's back on the shelves? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So Noble Whiskey is named after Mike Rowe's grandfather, Carl Noble. Carl Noble was, you know, I guess if you're taking a measure of a man, he was very similar to most of our grandfathers in that he served in the military once he got out of high school and then went on to make a life for himself and make a living for himself. He didn't attend college. However, he was incredibly handy. He had that knack that so many people have that I wish I had, where they could look at a problem and they could fix it. In particular, whether it was a car or electricity in the house or whatever the case may be. And he was someone that Mike Rowe, who pretty much everyone knows from Dirty Jobs, credits himself, in his success in life to Carl Noble. And when he started Dirty Jobs 20 years ago on the Discovery Channel, he decided to dedicate the show to his grandfather, in large part because the men and the women that he goes, whether he's down in a sewer or in a coal mine or up in a rig or as a lineman fixing telephone poles, you know, these were things that he could never do, meaning Mike Rowe. He never had that talent. His talent lied in his voice. He has an incredible voice. He was an opera singer at one point, and he has made his toolbox, as he said, comes from his voice. So he dedicated Dirty Jobs to his grandfather because that was who his grandfather was. Whatever need fixed, his grandfather was able to do it. So he named it after him. Now, 20 years later, and Rowe is, you know, very famous for his sort of everyman portrayal, has come up with a whiskey that that he also named after his grandfather. And the proceeds from his whiskey goes to his foundation. And if people are not aware, his foundation gives scholarships out to people of any age who want to go back to school and go into a trade. And these scholarships, you know, I would encourage people to go and check out his scholarship page, Mike Rowe Works. The lives that it has changed has been incredibly remarkable. And so the whiskey is sort of an accidental venture and has proved to be incredibly popular and also very, very good.
Yes, the way the whiskey happened, though, is strikingly a coincidental.
Yes.
A friend of his calls him up and says, by the way, there's a business in Tennessee that's failing, and it has a bunch of five-year-old barreled whiskey. Who knew how to do these things? So Mike Rowe, knowing nothing about whiskey distilling, says, sure, let's go for it. That's the origin? That's how he did it?
That's exactly it. You know, the whiskey and the bourbon business, I think, is so amazingly fascinating because you have these distillers who make some of the most premium whiskey or bourbon in this country in Tennessee and in Kentucky. And sometimes, and then, and the case with this place is they go belly up. That was because of COVID. And so there's all these barrels and they're sold like futures. And that's how he came upon this whiskey. I went down to the drugstore in Maryland, just outside of Baltimore. It's like this amazing old general store where you could literally have the best crab cake you've ever had, as well as get your flu shot and buy whiskey and a gun and your groceries, and then you can leave, and a pair of boots, and you can leave.
What I learned from your story is that there's a whiskey appetite in this country that is quiet but vast. He signs 10,000 corks, right?
Yeah.
And he puts them in whiskey bottles, and he puts it on the website, and it's gone in 2 days? That kind of
yes.
demand?
Yes, absolutely. Well, especially for good whiskey. It was gone in 2 days. He got another batch again by happenstance. And, you know, a batch is never the same. And so they tapped the barrel and he was not expecting to like it. Turns out he likes it even more. And so there was more of this batch than the original run. And so he will be in the whiskey business for the foreseeable future. But the wonderful, most beautiful thing about it is the people that benefit from it. And these are the young people and not so young people who are trying to sort of carve their way out of life. They have this hard work ethic and they have this ambition and this drive, but they don't fit into the college path. But they find that they're, you know, handy, whether it is as a plumber or an electrician or a welder or a hairdresser, whatever the case may be, these scholarships help people get into those trades. And he does it in such a cool way where you actually have to earn the scholarship, that he makes working fun.
What this reminds me of is the Paul Newman Foundation. Paul Newman
yes.
dedicated his salad dressing, which is superior. I recommend it if nobody's ever seen it. But I believe everybody on the planet has tasted it at one point. And then
yeah.
the proceeds go to a philanthropy. So that's what Noble Whiskey's proceeds go to, a philanthropy?
It goes to his foundation, Mike Rowe Works. And yes, Paul Newman's ranch dressing is someone from the Midwest. And you have to make a good ranch. He makes a great ranch.
About Noble Whiskey, it's available for sale in some place other than the Drug City Pharmacy in Dundalk, Maryland. Is that you don't have to? I'm stopping people on the roads from driving there right now. There are other places you can buy it. Is that right, Selena?
Yes, you can. If you go to the Noble Whiskey website, you can purchase it there. And if you are a whiskey lover, it is a very, very, very good, because of course I had to buy a bottle. And it's an incredibly good whiskey. And as someone who has reported or has listened to me on this show, you know, I've been to Kentucky numerous times doing stories on bourbon and whiskey, because I think both of them are just both of those products are the ingenuity of American exceptionalism. These are the farmers who came up with this spirit out of corn mash and made an incredible industry out of it. So I've loved whiskey, beginning with the history behind it, then for the taste.
Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, reporting on the whiskey in Maryland. We're headed to Ohio via Keystone State, of course, and the reelected Governor DeWine, and a lesson for the Republican Party, Democratic Party too, everybody listens, about how to be successful leading an industrial state. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.